I'm Mark Checkley. Policy moves music to business leaders' ears. Peter Thong, chairman of Malaysian Chamber of Commerce and Industry in China, says Malaysian companies in China welcome an eco-friendly environment and the elevation of people's livelihoods. These healthy changes will pull in more Malaysian companies to invest in China. The president of Canada-China Business Council, Sergio Marchi, says the major themes expressed at the 17th Party Congress offer new areas of potential and mutually beneficial engagement between our two nations. It is my hope that we can seize the moment in the process, deepen Sino-Canadian relationships and friendship. David Cucino, chairman of China-Italy Chamber of Commerce, says Hu's keynote speech confirms China is developing fast while trying to reduce impact on the environment. Italy should find a fertile ground in reaching these goals, as our firms have always been particularly attentive to environmental issues. Takaki Tanaka, chairman and CEO of Toshiba China Co. Limited, says, "I believe the Chinese economy is going to maintain its strong momentum. Toshiba China hopes to make a contribution to that journey towards a resource-saving and eco-friendly society with our expertise in energy-efficient, environment-friendly technologies." The managing director of the Hong Kong office with the Boston Consulting Group, Hubert Hsu, says the Go West strategy is a clear message in Hu Jintao's speech and the intention is really good, but just having a good policy is not enough and more still needs to be done. The president of the Bayer Greater China Group, Michael Koenig, says, "We are happy to see Hu Jintao emphasize sound and fast economic growth. Bayer is working together with our Chinese stakeholders to ensure we provide sustainable development solutions that fit the best interests of China."
James Zimmerman, chairman of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, says, "We are pleased Hu pledged to increase market access in accordance with international practices and agreed to continue to liberalize trade and investment. Such a commitment will support the growth of domestic and foreign enterprises." Jörg Wuttke, president of European Union Chamber of Commerce in China, says, "We support the goal of creating a more open economy that has a balanced and environmentally sound growth pattern. The European Chamber and its members will continue providing constructive recommendations to the Chinese government in achieving this goal." President of French Chamber of Commerce and Industry in China, Annick de Kermadec-Bentzmann, says China has shown its commitment to a better society. "I am impressed Hu has emphasized environment protection and energy-saving measures. I think French firms will seize the opportunity as we have advanced technologies." Chairman of Japanese Chamber of Commerce and Industry in China, Kitagawa Nobu, says, "Japanese firms can help with environmental protection as they are also experiencing transformation in China from low-cost, labor-intensive sectors to high-end sectors. We believe China and Japan will be able to achieve mutual benefits in the future." Ronald Christie, president of Novo Nordisk China Pharmaceuticals Company Limited, says, "Hu Jintao's speech gives a clear signal to the pharmaceutical industry that there will be more investment from the Chinese government in the public healthcare system that will no doubt trigger a great improvement in this area." President of Honeywell China, Shane Tejerati, says, "The fact the Chinese government has yet again, at the 17th Party Congress, and by no less a person than Hu Jintao, reiterated its commitment to addressing the problems of energy saving and environmental protection is heartwarming to outside observers." Claude Buchler, president of Alstom China, says, "For the past 50 years, Alstom has been working with our Chinese partners to help increase energy efficiency through technology transfer and uninterrupted innovation. Going forward, we will continue to contribute to the sustainable development of China." Richard Lavin, chairman of Caterpillar China Investment Company Limited, says, "Caterpillar's experience has been that bilateral trade with China is a win-win proposition. As an old friend of China, Caterpillar is encouraged by the commitments made by the Chinese government to improve the business climate for foreign companies." For more audio news, log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. I'm Bernice Chan.